Welcome to the Williams Nikan YB Herton phone conference.
I'm not a person who's big on, research, I guess. Donna is, and that's why I was so glad she consented to be my partner. Because now I love this call, and I like getting new information, but I'm not one who goes and searches out everything.
That's okay.
No.
Great job.
We all have our different strengths and talents, and so anyway.
You know, that's the purpose of a team.
Yep, you're right.
We were all great at one particular thing, you wouldn't have much of a team, but when you can take the assets of the team, of the people, and pull them forward and get them out and whatever, that's what makes a strong team. You know, it's just not the quarterback.
It's
the supporting group that helps that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I just marvel at how good this call is, so...
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today, I hope, in regards to the commitments and decisions, because, well, I don't want to get into it right now, but I think that's one of the most important foundations of this call are those two things, and that's the decision to, well, I'll get into it here just a little bit. Has anybody else joined us on the call? Like to say hello? Who you are, and maybe where you're from.
Well, I'm looking at the screen, and so far I'm the only one who signed in on the screen.
Well, I'm here, but I'm here as the host.
I see. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So when you come on as host, it doesn't show that on the screen, huh?
No, there's a way. Ruth told me I could go in and also, we'll just say host, but there's a way Ruth told me how to do it, and I'm so new at this, I don't want to mess around and mix up the WebEx.
Well, frankly, I think it's wonderful that you're able to do it, so don't
be it's kind of difficult at first. I tried to get in there. I must have done it 15, 20 times, and I even think I was in places where I shouldn't be, but... I knew Ruth had given me some instructions, but I knew those instructions were right, but I wasn't making a connection and doing one certain thing. So when I talked to Ruth and told her I was going to give her a call that next morning, or that after the call, I think Dennis's sisters were there, and they were going to, she said call later or something, whatever, anyhow. So I got to playing around again, and sure enough, I found exactly... That little thing that I hadn't done, and boom, there it was. So I sent her an email and told her that I wasn't going to call her because I'd found out that I solved the problem.
Yeah.
And once you get it down, it's pretty easy to do. But.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And tomorrow, doing the call, if there's a certain slide you might want on the screen that we have, and if I don't, I try to follow along with you and kind of what you're talking about, pull up a slide, but if there's a particular slide that you might want, then go ahead and clue me which slide that would be.
Well, I noticed that the other day, and I thought, wow, yesterday I guess it was, and I thought that was really good.
Well, I try to follow along.
Well, it sure paid off.
Well, it's 7:02. I guess there's some other people on the call that are not on the WebEx, so why don't we go ahead? Maybe we'll give them another minute to see what happens here. You're still there, aren't you, Karen?
Oh, yes, I am here.
This is Margaret. I'm trying to get on the computer, but I'm on with you. I can hear you.
Thank you, Margaret. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get started then? Today is Wednesday, the 28th of March. We're getting ready to come up here to an end of our, basically our first quarter of the program. And I'd like to welcome everybody that is on the call, whether you're on the WebEx or you're just on the phone line and listening. We certainly appreciate you being here. And we try to give out some good information on a daily basis, and I think that's one of the important things about being on this call, and that is you never know what day it is you're going to hear something. And also, if you'd like to speak up at any particular time, feel free to break in, or if a question gets asked and you feel you might have an answer that would be beneficial to us on this call, in regards to health or food or whatever, just please feel free to speak up if we're talking about a particular subject and all of a sudden there might be a Neekin product that jumps into your mind that you think would be beneficial for that particular situation. Feel free, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them at any particular time. Usually we ask if there are any questions, but if you have a question, and particularly if it's a subject that we're on and you need to get the question answered because you might forget about it, just go ahead and speak up. But Mary Lou usually hosts the call on Wednesdays. She is, at this particular time, headed for the Pathfinder Summit in Texas. Her and Larry are, and I guess they're driving, so they've got an early start to get down there for this coming weekend. Ruth and Dennis, I understand, are already down there, and everybody's headed in the right direction. We'll just get excited, and we'll get the call started and go from there. Mary Lou usually talks about decisions and commitments. Is there any questions or anybody like to say anything before we get started? Talking about decisions, you know, one of the things, or commitments, you know, as I have on the screen, I have there's pictures of some of us that host the call and some that just participate. And if you are just participating on the phone line and you can't get on a computer because you're at work or you're driving in the car or whatever, if you just send a picture to Ruth, and I don't have her email right now, but I can maybe get that just a little later for you. But basically, the first thing I think that it does in order to get on the call, and that's you got to make a decision. And I think decisions are very important, and there's one thing that I can say pretty much about decisions, and that is that, well, let me state it this way, and I think this is one of the reasons that most of us are on this call, is you don't get to choose how you're going to die or when. You can only decide how you're going to live now. And I think that's one of the most important programs of this call, is that for those of us that have made a decision to be on this call, we do want to live better, we want to live long, and we want to live as healthy as we possibly can, as long as we can. And when you understand food and what type of foods are best for you, that in turn is going to make your life longer. And I think that's very, very important. And one of the things that we do when we start the program, and that is that we get involved in what we call points, so many points on a daily basis. And Ruth has come up with a chart here that we have in the WebEx, which basically shows us how we get those particular points. And there again, we talk about decisions. It's whether we're making the right decision in regards to the foods that we're eating, and we're drinking the right amount of water that we need to drink. And that's, of course, the good old Neekin Primag water. That's certainly the best for us and our bodies, and makes our bodies function the way it needs to be, is very important. And if you do that, and the other thing we've come up with now, if you take your weight and divide it in half, that's the amount of ounces of Primag water that you should be drinking on a daily basis. Now, when I say should be, that means if you don't get that much, or you can drink more, but at least try to make a decision that is going to be what the minimum that you're going to try to put into your body. The next thing, of course, is the Neekin sleep system. And why is sleep important? Well, we know that sleep's important because that's when our body rejuvenates. Matter of fact, that's basically, for younger people, that's when their bodies grow, is when they get down in that prone position. And I can remember you know, as I was a young kid, I used to get leg aches all the time, and mother took me to the doctor and tried to figure, you know, what was my problem, and the doctor said it was nothing more than growing pains. So again, at night is when, you know, he said that basically what happens is when we lay in the prone position that our body, our brain kind of takes over, and that's when our bones get stretched out and things start to grow and happen within our body. Sleep's very important because if you don't get enough sleep, you get under stress and your body can't function the way that it needs to function. Sleep to me is one of the priorities in regards to having better health and living a long life. Because
Monty, can I interrupt you right here?
Bet you can.
Since you brought up how you had those little leg aches when you were a child, our grandson has that same problem, and his parents discovered that CM cream absolutely takes that away when a child is being kept awake with those little aches and pains. So I put that in.
That's good. Does it work pretty good for her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is that our grandchild really has great results with it.
Good. I remember what my mom used to do. She used to give me a hot water bottle, and I'd put it between my knees, my legs.
Yeah.
And that heat again, I'm sure, because heat usually creates circulation. And that's one of the nice things about the Nikin mattress pad is that, in my opinion, it does increase circulation. And it gets that blood and oxygen to places that are discomfort. And normally when we have a discomfort or call it pain, that it's not getting enough oxygen and blood to that particular area. So that's, again, why sleep's very important. Then the next thing she goes about making a decision is doing the exercising. Now, most people that are proficient in regard to exercise say at least you get 30 minutes a day, but you can break that up in any particular way that you want to, in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or do whatever. The nutritions. Now, here again, we have to make a decision. Now, one of the nice things that we have in Nikin is that we have AutoShip, and all of the Nikin supplements are all on AutoShip. So that way, not only can we take advantage of our discount as being a member, but we can also, if we go on AutoShip, we can take advantage of another 10% off. Now, the nice thing I like about AutoShip is that I like to change my AutoShip on a monthly basis to look at the supply of things that I have and try to keep my supply up just in case something would ever happen. So I think that's very important. And, of course, all the have are beneficial to health, and that's what's important. We're into this program. We've made the decision we want better health. Journaling, we know about journaling. Journaling is important because if you, you know, one thing I understand about indigestion, most people, when I get indigestion, it isn't my body all of a sudden decides I'm going to have indigestion. What I probably put in my body is determine why I'm having the indigestion. Now, you can get indigestion from stress because stress on the body will create the chemicals in our bodies not to function properly. But indigestion normally comes from something that we've eaten. So that's why journaling is very important to understand our how it feels. Breakfasts, we have our powdered protein shakes, our body balance, that's important, and we get all kinds of different points for those particular things. Important. Journaling, as you speak, is nice because there again, we can always look back. Donna had some real great ideas on keeping a notebook and doing that sort of thing in regards to just when we go to the doctor or we have a particular problem, we got something to verify what it is. We need to listen to our body. And there again is another decision. You know, I sometimes have joints in my body start to have discomfort. And we can always listen to our body and our body language, and then we need to make the decision on what is causing those particular problems. You know, a lot of people get low blood sugar. They have sight problems. Breathing problems, you know, for those people who have asthma or allergies, you know, that becomes a particular problem. And sometimes people are absolutely allergic to certain foods. And if we're not journaling and doing and understanding that, we kind of bypass that process. The other thing I think understanding is that inflammation, and Ruth has always said that inflammation is the main cause of all chronic disease and epidemics. So when we, you know, anywhere from Alzheimer's disease to arthritis to inflammatory bowel disease, age-related macular degeneration, you know, that's something, the key to that was age-related. You don't hear about macular degeneration in most cases, and I'm sure it's probably possible, but in the younger generation, it's always talked about the aged. In other words, the older we get, the less our eyes function the way they need to function. And that's something you don't want to have. I know my mother, approximately about 3 years ago, she had macular degeneration, and she had wet in one eye and dry in the other. And I don't want to get into those two things, but they're different types of macular degeneration. But we did everything. We went from anywhere from the shots in the eyes, everything we possibly could to slow Mom down, and we couldn't do it. And she eventually became legally blind. She couldn't. That's why we had to keep the house. Everything in the house had to be exactly where it needed to be. And she couldn't drive no more. And so there's just that's something I think we really need to be concerned about. How we don't think about it when we don't have the problem, but how important our eyes are to us. And that's why we need to understand that by eating proper whole foods and eating the way that we're eating, that we are delaying or possibly not even going to get some of these chronic diseases because of that particular way that we eat. So there again is just basically another decision in regards to how this particular program works and the decisions that we have to make on a daily basis. It's just like understanding foods. You know, MSG and the things they're putting in food nowadays, there again is another decision that we have to make. When you go to the store, if you buy anything in a package or in a can, you need to check, be able to check those labels and understand what certain things like MSG is and how it shows on the label and glucomate, how that the problem it can create for us there, and GM modified foods, you know. One of the most modified foods in today's market is corn, but what is the most ingredient that is in most products? It's corn or soy. And that's why we need to be able to make decisions that when we do go out and buy something, that we're understanding what is in that label. Avoiding the toxins that are out there. You know, and I have a list of them. I'm not going to get into all of them and everything else, but it's amazing how when you look at all the toxins that are out there in the air and that float around, and herbicides and pesticides, and how they utilize those to make the food better and everything else, and make it grow faster. That gets in regards to modified type foods. But those, again, are all decisions. Another decision is, you know, what are we going to do in our home? It's just like, Deacon has partnered with Healthy Child, because we're finding that children in their younger years in life, their environment is so important to their health, in particular when they're growing. You know, when those lungs are developing and the brain is developing, and how the wellness home is so, so important, and what we have in our homes to give our children better air and better water to drink and better sleep and you know, have the better nutrition. Those are all decisions that we as people have to make in regards to having better health and life. One of the main things about chronic disease and inflation is we talked about blood flow. They talk about blood clots. They talk about plaque. We all hear about that. We hear about heart transplants. We hear about bypass surgeries. We all know why that occurs. And that's because of the foods that we've been eating over years and years in our body, in most cases, leaves deposits such as plaque, and all of a sudden our blood vessels get clogged up, and then we've got a problem. Well, I don't think that none of us want that problem, but the earlier that we can get involved, or the earlier we can teach our children or members of our family to be involved in a good, healthy program when it comes to food and eating food, just the less chance they'll have of those blood vessels getting all clogged up and going from there. So that's why, again, it's just very important to do that. We can do that through food, and we've learned more now about acid and alkaline type foods and why it's so important, and that our body has a pH balance, and we need to be as close to neutral pH as we possibly can. If we're too acidic, that's how we get our joints hurt, and that's how we get the diseases that we do. It allows what we're doing when we eat a lot of acidic type foods, we're actually giving our body permission to go bad. we're actually allowing those cells that are good to turn bad. Well, the same is true with alkaline. You could be too alkaline, and the same basic things can happen. So what we're searching for on this program, and that is to eat in a balanced way, so that you can, if you do eat an acid-type food, which is over here on this particular side of the chart, you want to balance it somehow with some kind of a nice alkaline-type food. And there again, we're talking about decisions. All we have to do when we sit down to eat food, whether we're eating at home, whether we're eating at restaurants, whether we're going to a party, whether it be an office party or a party for New Year's or your Christmas or a religious holiday or whatever, we have to make the decisions in regards to what type of foods that are there that we are going to eat. It's so easy to eat something that we shouldn't. But if we do, then we need to make sure that we balance that out with some good greens and whole food type products. And that's why that's very important. The nice thing about getting started in the morning, we can get started with our body balance. And we have a lot of different recipes for that. You know, what's the best type of way to, when you have a plate and you have stuff on the plate, what's the best way to design that plate in regards to vegetables and fruits and proteins? And I think that's very important. Here again, that's just another decision. A lot of people have chosen on this program to take some measurements of their body because they're looking for results, and we all look for results. You know, whether you're on this program for the purpose of losing weight or the purpose of having better health or maybe for the purpose of even gaining weight, measuring certain parts of our body will determine that. And there's a chart that's available on the WebEx and also on Ruth's presentation, lifestyle tools on their webpage, and that's why some people have chosen to do that. The other thing I think is very important is in regards to our future depend upon choices. Now, what are choices? To me, choices are things like decisions, and why decisions are real important. You know, I don't know if I said this, but you know, you don't get to choose how you're going to die or when. You can only decide how you're going to live now. And I think that's a very important decision. And I know that, and I really admire those people that are on this call, whether you're on the WebEx or just out on the phone, that you have made a decision because you're looking for better information to make sure that you can live as healthy as you can possibly live and as long as you can possibly live. And then we need to stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. You know, I can remember that when we first started this program way back when, compared to where it was then and where it is now, there has been flexibility in the program, and Ruth has brought that into this program. Because why? We look for knowledge. We look for research. We do all that kind of stuff to take a particular situation and even make it better. And that's why, to me, it's just so important to be on this call. You know, it's just like when I talk about this call, I want to talk to you about a little bit about commitment, individual commitment to a group effort. That is what makes a team work, and Karen and I talked about that a little earlier. I'll repeat that. Individual commitment to a group effort. That is what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, and a civilization work. And when we don't have a commitment, and we don't make that commitment to ourselves, and it's just like I look at all the people that have been on this, that are on this call, you know, on a daily basis, and are committed to be here all the time. I look and I think of the commitment that it takes to be here, and that, of course, is a decision. And so I want to commend each and every one of you that made that decision to be on the call and to give the information in regards to having better health and better food and recipes and. And if you have something that maybe is not going well, how you can speak up and get help, and somebody could give you some advice or a little bit of knowledge that will help you go that particular way in regards to solving your particular problems. And you know, there's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when circumstances permit. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuse, only results. And, you know, I look at every morning, I get on this call and I see the same names or that people are on the WebEx and the people that have joined us and new people that have come on aboard. I think that's very, very important because you made that decision to be here. You made that commitment that you're going to be here and you're looking for things and you're part of a team. You're a support group. See, you are my support group when it comes to better health. And the information that you can provide is very, very important. And the choices that we make back again in life are also very important. And the reason is because there's different paths we can choose to take. There's different decisions we make. We make decisions every day. You know, and then I try to look at food and I go, okay, yeah, I make a decision. That's the kind of food I want, or that's the meal I want for today. And then I stop and think about, well, could there be something else that maybe I think my body's craving? Or, well, maybe that particular item that's on that buffet or on that at somebody's house. You know, I don't want to offend anybody by not eating it. But at the same time, I just got to think about, when I'm talking about thinking about health, I need to make sure that I'm thinking about myself. So if I make that decision, I need to also have the knowledge that I get through the alkaline and acidic chart, that if I do take a little bit, I don't have to take a whole lot, but if I do take a little bit, maybe not to offend somebody, I need to make sure that the rest of that meal has as much alkaline type food in it that I possibly can to help my body become neutral and have the better health that it needs to have. So that's kind of where I'm at today. And I just, again, you know, Mary Lou usually handles this call, and she talks about decisions and commitments, and everybody that is on this call, that hosts the call, I really want to say thank you because of the commitment that you've made to help other people. And I think that's very important. And, of course, we got our old standby that, you know, that's all she basically thinks about. And that's what can she do to help other people have the greatest thing in their life, and that is to the mission of this particular program, which she's developed, and that is a mission to teach and support and the practice of habitual health style choices. And that is true, habitual. In other words, if you do something, you change something, whether it's eating food or whatever you're doing in your life. You know, once you've done it for 30 days, it does become a habit. And that's the key that's important, and then to stay and make that commitment to stay healthy and do the rest for the rest. Now, yes, I've been on the program. I was on the first program, and I had some situations in my life to where I totally got off track. But, you know, that, again, was another decision of mine. It wasn't necessarily the right decision, but I try to make a decision and then make it right, and that's why I'm so glad to be back on this program again, because I made another decision. I made another commitment, and, again, I just think that's very important. Does anybody have any questions or any comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, Monty.
Yes, Karen.
For those that are listening in, I think it's really important for all of us to understand that we make these decisions that you're talking about. And do we do it perfectly all the time? No. But that's okay, as long as, for me, staying focused means being on this call. And it helps me to recommit for this day that I'm going to do what has been offered and outlined in this call. And another thing I think we need to recognize is that your body will not heal just overnight. Now, we like you just said at the beginning, we're now coming into our anniversary of our first quarter. Is that what you said? We've had this call now for 3 months, right? But anyway, what I'm saying is that it does take time for our bodies to heal. And my daughter found information where it told her that for every year that you have an illness, if you get on to eating correctly, it will take you 3 months to heal for every year that you have been off track. So I know that I've got a long time to go here to be feeling better. Well, I already feel better, but I mean to be at the level that I want to be. So I think that we all need to recognize that if you make the decision, great, and stay committed to the call. But if you don't see the results, know that you're going to see results down the road.
That's so true. And, you know, in life we kind of all want to, it's called, we don't want to delay gratification. We want it right now.
That's right. I know I do.
I know I do, too. You know, I'd love to know that I could take my body in one day and start eating right foods and doing the right things and getting the right sleep and drinking the right water and taking the right nutritions and doing all that and going out and exercising. Boy, that my body's just going to be 100% healthy. Well, it just doesn't happen that way. But here again, it's another commitment and another decision that I have to make, and understanding that it is going to take some time. But if I don't continue to make those commitments and decisions in my life to eat better and to do the things that are particularly in the journaling side, the things that we do, that it ain't going to get any better. I need to do it, and I need to do it on a daily basis, and I need to think about it daily. You know, think about then what. If I eat that particular food, then what? If I don't go out and exercise, then what? If I don't get a good night's sleep, then what is my body going to do? So you, very strong points, Karen. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments you'd like to make today?
No, well, it's been a good call. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Karen, Kathleen, and Linda, and Margaret for being on the WebEx. I really appreciate that. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that are on the phone line. I don't know your names. I'd love to know who you are and where you're from, but I just want to say thank you for your commitment and decision for being here this morning. And as a support group and as a group of people, we're a team. And the more, of course, we can help get on the team and pass this word to other people, through conversation or whatever, and get them interested in eating healthier and doing the right things in their life, I think each and every one of us would feel very, very good about that. And I know Ruth and the leaders of Beacon, their goal is to just to reach out and touch as many people as they possibly can in their life and to live as long as they possibly can by taking advantage of the Beacon products that are so very important in regards to the plan or the decision of good health. So other than that, I'm going to wrap up today's call.
Thanks, Bonnie. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, Margaret. I appreciate it very, very much. Ruth is going to usually have the call on Thursdays. She's down in Texas, so she's not going to be able to be here tomorrow. But Karen and Donna are going to fill in for her. They are both, as a host and a co-host, they are an excellent team. They work together. I understand Karen says she's already got a plan laid out, which sometimes I don't till I get on the phone. But she's also already got a real good plan laid out for tomorrow's call. So let's join her tomorrow and support the group, support the team, make the commitment, keep the decisions headed in the right way. And each and every one of you have a great day, and we'll be here tomorrow. Thanks again, everybody.
Thanks, Marty, for a great discussion.
Yes, this is Kathleen. I hate to miss it tomorrow. I'm going to Austin to the summit, and I will just hate to miss Karen and Donna's call.
Well, one thing to remember that you're on the WebEx, you know, we can always go to that allswell.org where tomorrow's call will be recorded by Steve Crowfoot.
Oh, that's right. That's
so
wonderful.
You know, when you get back from summit and whatever, if you want to know what they talked about, just go ahead and get in there and go to that allswell.org. And you can pull it up and listen to her.
Thank you for reminding of that.
By the way, Kathleen, I think one time you had asked about some snacks or type foods or things you were going to take on the trip.
Yes.
You come up with some good ideas on that?
Kale chips. I have not made them, but I think I will make some this morning. I don't know if they package like potato chips do, and they'd be crushed and I couldn't carry them, or if I can figure out a way, I might take some of those. And I obviously the body balance, because I can put that in C8 juice that I can usually find somewhere in a hotel.
Sure. I think, too, I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, and you popped right into my mind, because when I went in there, I couldn't believe all the salads that they have, you know, that didn't have pull dates for about 3 or 4 days or whatever. And I got thinking, well, maybe I don't know if there's a, you know, those kind of things. You know, you can, if I understand, Ruth told Mary Lou, I think there were going to be, or maybe you, that there are going to be refrigerators in the room, but those other type of things that might help, too, is finding some place that's got some salad in.
That's right. I won't have a car, but there's probably a way to do that. So that's a great suggestion.
But other than that, Kathleen, you have a great trip. Come back with some knowledge for us, and I'd like to thank you. There again, you made another decision. You're following through with that decision with a commitment to go to Pathfinders, and you need to feel very, very good about that. Okay?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.